Blog Talk Radio.
All right. We are back. We thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Radio Station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck. And we just finished having that great, we just had a great interview with our fam. That was some great music, wasn't it, y'all? We heard Unified Purpose with Slim Breeze and B Rocker. Yes, we heard Worship You, and we heard He Taught Me. And then we heard Green Light and Come a Long Way off of Ministry and Music 2 with Sky and KC, Slim Breeze. And so now we are on. We're still live here on the Angels of Melody International Radio Station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck. We're still heard live on MZ Radio London with Mr. Saji Harmony, AP Radio UK with O'Fields, and Salt FM UK with DJ Jide and DJ Shaggy Tosh. And so now is our second part, where we're going in. We're waiting on our guest, Evangelist Tracy Talata, to call in. We definitely will be hearing from her, hopefully in a minute. And we want to give a shout out to all of you all that are tuned in around the world, to all of our family here in the USA, those of you that are in all of Nigeria. Those of that in Nigeria, we want to give a shout out to our brother Victor of Gospel Groove Network. And also we want to give a shout out to all of those that are in all of Nigeria, to all of you that are in all of Africa, period, those in Ghana and Zambia, those that are in Kenya, Uganda, our family, you know, over in Italy, those that are in Belgium, my sister Unique Grace, and also Eniokasin in Dubai. We want to say God bless you. So we are still waiting right now. We're still waiting. We might have to go to a song. I'm looking for something right now that we can play. Let's see. Y'all bear with me. Let's see who I can get. We can play. But let's see. I'm still going to see who we can get, y'all. But we've been having a great show so far, and it's just awesome. So we're going to play something, and we're going to be right back.
Mr. Suji Amani.
Right.
O'Fields.
I got my sister on this one. Toshi, oh, you like it?
Almighty God, there is no searching of your greatness. No. From beginning to end, your word is ever true. You are God, oh. Your love is unsearchable, mercy incomparable. I will ever tell of your good.
Okay, just sit down alone with me, talk bang bang. I'm the light of the one, gonna shine a light so bright. Baba, let me soak it, I'm now naked, I'm unstoppable, immovable, untouchable. I'm down with the most high, you can't touch me, I'm down with the most high. So bad, the judges and mash it down, and let go my joke, my own, and let it for a rainy baba. Maraba, bajo, bata, fum baba, lagba, we all make that land on the baba. So, fumile, fumile, baba, it's okay.
You are bigger.
right. Okay. That was Mr. Saji Harmony in BSHG featuring Tosin Oyelakin and O Fields. Now we have our guests on. We thank God for our sister evangelist, Tracy Talata. And we're about to click her on right now. Okay. Hey, sis, how are you?
Hey, woman of God. God bless you for having me today. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm doing good, doing good. I'm glad that you are on with us today, and everyone is going to be hearing a little bit, you know, about your, you know, album that's out now,
yes.
Heaven's Sound. And I'm telling you,
yes.
Every song on there is awesome. Every song is awesome.
Thank you. Praise God.
Yes. So, in saying that, I know we're going to play a few songs off of the album towards the end of this interview. So, basically, I'm going to have you introduce yourself and share a quick testimony, you know, of what God has been doing, even during this pandemic. You know, what has God done for you? Even during
Amen.
The pandemic, we have a lot of people that say during this pandemic, you know, it's just been bad and, you know, just things has been going downhill. But I noticed, too, that God is still moving and he's doing great things even during this time that we're
yes.
going through. So just reintroduce yourself and just share a little bit about what God has been doing in your life during this pandemic that's been going on.
Praise God. Praise God. Woo, it's a whole lot, but I will try and compress it so I don't take like an hour to testify. God has been really good. My name's again, you know, I'm Minister Tracy Talata from Africa, West Africa, Nigeria, and I came to the United States of America about 15 years ago to Bible school in Dallas. Graduated because it's a mission school, you know. Sometimes I call myself a missionary because I came to the mission school. They just train you, ordain you, sometimes license you, and send you into the world to do the work of God, which they have trained you to do. And I did worship leading and started worshiping and leading in churches around Dallas, Texas. And I served in a whole lot of churches, went back to school, later got married and moved to Michigan. First of all, I moved to Michigan, and I was also leading praise and worship in my home church, Redeemed Christian Church, Winners Chapel. And we moved down to Missouri, close to Chicago. And it's been awesome because when I got to Missouri, that was when I had some situations that came into my life and really shook me as a child of God. I remember talking about it a few days ago. It really shook me, that made me reevaluate, what am I doing? Where am I going? What is God saying? Because I had to rededicate myself and say, God, the mission you have for me, what the assignments you have for me, I want to stop running away and do the things you've called me to do. And I remember in the hospital bed 7 years ago, my mom was with me, and it was really like life and death situation that you have to really pray. Even the doctors, they were like, oh, yes, it is what it is. And I remember I made a vow to God and say, God, just save me, take me out of this place, and I will praise you all the days of my life. It was like rededication, and I can never forget it because so many things changed afterwards. Came out from the hospital, God did it. Even till today, it's like it never happened. Every surgery I had done then, everything just like perfectly done. Like, it wasn't like that. That was not a testimony before that, before I made that vow to God. After the vow, it's like I was never sick. And I'm here talking to you. I'm like a new woman. And God started using me. He started giving me songs. Before I made that vow to God, I wasn't really having any passion to do the things of God. And I knew whenever I led worship, there were testimonies. So that was the only thing I held on to. I said, people will be blessed. Let me just sing. But I never had passion to really fulfill what God had in store. Because sometimes you're blessed when you sing, but are you ready to go deeper? But after the surgery, deliverance, and all that wonderful stuff, God started giving me songs in my dream, songs in my dreams. And even when I'm in the kitchen, I remember in the album, the first track, what a my God would say. I was in the kitchen, woman of God, and it started coming. What a mighty God we serve. We sing, what a mighty God we serve. You know, I get these melodies, and you can tell that these are pre-arranged songs. You know that God has He placed them somewhere, and He just opened your ears and your spiritual mind to hear these songs. Because I never, like, took a pen and sat down, like, oh, today I'm going to be so skillful and write some very good songs. No, I hear them when I sleep, when I'm in the kitchen. Few months now, I've not been hearing a lot of songs. But a few days ago, I heard a very melodious song, and I think I recorded it, and I went back to sleep. But that's how it became when God delivered me from the hospital. You know, I told you my testimony is big. It's really long. I would try and round up. And God started giving me songs. And if you see the title of my album, the second album, the first album was Favored. I called it Favored because it was the first time I said, God, I am favored and I'm blessed that you called me out of the hospital bed to stand before people to sing your praise. I no longer have pain in my stomach when I take high notes. When I sing, I no longer have pains and all that stress. Then after that, the songs are coming more and more in a dream, and it's revelation, and that's why the new song, the prophetic song, I See Miracles, they all come together, and I call the album Heaven Sound. And I didn't just call the album Heaven Sound. I was praying. I said, now that I hear the songs in the dream, I don't even seek to write them. I hear them when I'm cooking. I hear them when I'm just walking around. These are sounds from heaven. God just blessed me and opened my ears to tune in into the frequency. You know how we have radio here? We are on radio now. I know that there is music in heaven. So God opened my ears. I hear the songs that I didn't write. And the album just came out, Heaven Sound. That's the album you just testified about. It was going to be a whole lot of songs, but I had great people I worked with. And they say, just get 10 out of your best song among every song you have. Get 10 out of it. And some of them were, they were all given. I never really, really sat down to write any of them. They were all inspired by the Holy Ghost. And this album has been blessing everybody. Like I tell you, I am amazed. I am so amazed. I am so, like, in awe of what God can do. It took 2-3 years to put it together, but it's so worth it because the testimonies, I am so overwhelmed. And somebody was asking me, how is it that when your song go really viral and fame begin to creep in, you're not prideful? I said, I made up my mind from the very beginning because I knew I was going to walk with the Holy Spirit. And when you walk with God, you try to say, I want to make Jesus famous. God is going to broadcast you even as you're broadcasting his work and his testimonies. Nations going to hear about you. I said, I made up my mind from the very beginning that pride would not be a thing I will walk with. I might get busy and not be available like before, but I will be humble and thankful, and I will always be in awe of what God is doing and never take any of it for granted. And that is it. The album is out, and it's such a testimony unimaginable. I'm so, so grateful to God.
Awesome. Awesome. And so this great album that you got out now, Heaven Sound, how did you get that name?
Yes.
It's just awesome to hear that.
Yes. So when these songs started coming, and when I'm walking at home, when I'm, like, the second track, Lord, You Are Good, the Lord, You Are Good track, I was actually walking at home. I hear the sound, and I recorded it, and I went to the studio, put it together. So I knew these songs were not just my skill. These were beyond skill. You know, we always pray that our talent and our gift, that the hands of God should be upon our gift and our talent, so it will have the fire of God. I knew this was not just a song of say, oh, beautiful songs. These are songs that we are given. And I started praying, and I knew my ears were open to the heavenly sounds. I hear them, and I went to my phone. I had to save these songs on my phone. If not, woman of God, give me 30 minutes. They are forgot. They are gone. I forget every note because they were not songs that came from me. They came from heaven. So I started praying about the song, and I just got Heaven Sound, and I've never, ever heard any album titled Heaven Sound. I researched it a lot. I see there is a sound in China. I think it's in Asia when I go on Instagram when I tag the album. If not, I see Sound of Heaven, Sound of Victory, but Heaven Sound was just unique to this album, and I really, really thank God. So I prayed about it, meditated, and I'm like, yeah, this is the title of the album, Heaven Sound, from Minister Tracy.
Wow.
Praise God.
That's awesome. Well, like I said, we're going to play a few songs. But now that I think I'm pronouncing it right, Kosi Bobby Ray. Am I saying that right?
Kosova Bire, yes. You
You know, that song has been rocking the charts. Yes, remember, it's been rocking the charts. And
yes.
And also, I see
no
miracles.
God like you. Amen. Yes.
Yes. How did you go about that song? Like, what do that song mean?
Kosova Bire, see, there is no God like you. This song, it's from my first album. So after completing the whole album, you know, I work with really, really great people. And I was trying to round up and just get the album out. And my husband always loved this song, the first mix of the song. And he was like, can you go back, get this album, this Kosova Bire from your old album, and redo it and reproduce it and revoice it and remaster it. So it was like, an old song from like 7 years ago, I went back, did it from scratch, from the beginning to the end. So when you hear the old one, it looks like, wow, it sounds alike, but you'll be like, but it's so different. And I even added to it, somebody was asking me, a very close friend, she's like, did you revoice everything? I said, yes, I had to revoice everything. And this time, we had background singers. The first one, I did the whole voicing. I did the background singing. I did the harmonies. And I did the lead vocals. But this time around, I did the lead vocals, some harmonies, and we got some more people to sing with me. And it's different production. The first person who produced the first one was from Ghana. But the guy who produced this is the person that I've been working with. And Darlington OT, he's the one that produced 99% of the tracks. And he was really good because he gave it a vibe that you can play it in the party. You know, some people said they're going to even play it in the club. I say, yes, let them praise God. Let God touch them in the club so they will remember that there is no God but our God.
Yeah.
And from there, you know, that's evangelism right there. So he did it to be really big sound that you can play it anywhere.
Wow, that's awesome. Yes. And then I See Miracles. I love that song. How did you go about writing that one?
My God, I See Miracles. Praise God. That's a song of a prophetic song during the lockdown. We were all home and we were looking at buying a house, and all the offices were shut down, closed. We're like, God, now this is the time we need this house. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Why now? Why now? Do you know when you ask sometimes, like, God, I've been wanting to do this, and now everything shut down, and we had to move into this house. And we started praying. It looks like something is going to happen, and everything shut down again. So it was going really, really crazy, and I began to say, I see miracles coming my way. I see breakthrough with my name on it. You see, every word on the song was intentional prayers that I was praying in the basement because we were trying to buy a house and we needed that door to open for that particular house. And we knew we had to do it that time because everything was ready to do it, but everywhere was shut down, so no way to process papers. And where we were at, we had to leave. And we're like, God. And as I was singing this song for my husband, to my husband, because he's a great worshiper, and I was singing the verse. I said, Jesus, I wrote the verse actually because I decided to say when somebody have a situation, because I was singing the chorus all this while to pray. I see miracles coming to me. I see breakthrough with my name on it. And I was very intentional. I wanted our name to be on certain approval, certain things to go through. I wanted to have our name on it and stuff. But when I sat down to write the verse, I began to think of people who have situations that they needed to speak to talk to God honestly. They need to speak to God honestly about. And that was when I wrote the verse. I'm like, Jesus, you are the wind beneath my wings. I was very, very intentional with every lyrics. It was all prayer and prophetic. And again, apart from the verse that I wrote, every other part of the song, I hear them like they just, the melodies just come. You know, I was not trying to write a miracle song. I had a situation, and the next thing, I would just hear the song consigning the situation. And the song is just amazing, just wonderful. Right now, it's a ringtone in Kenya in one of the cell phone companies. And God is just opening the doors. Whenever I post it on my page sometimes, whenever I focus and pick that song and decide to post it or do anything with that song, I get a very unusual miracle. That is what I've noticed. When I lay down and focus, do other things everywhere, cool down, but whenever I focus, I told myself, I posted 2 weeks ago, and I said, whenever I post a song, I did a caption like that. I said, I get a miracle. I want you to tap into this song. I see miracles and share it, and I pray you will receive unusual miracles that I personally, I receive whenever I post the song and I meditate on it. And guess what? 2 days later, I got a tag that he won this wonderful, prestigious award all the way from Kenya, and it's a worldwide Maranatha Awards. It's a worldwide platform where they really recognize very, very, very good work. It's not something that you can just get like that. And I'm like, you see, whenever I believe and I meditate on these words, I always receive a good news. And as I'm celebrating, you know, the end of the song is saying, I celebrate Jesus, I celebrate miracles. And it's one celebration after the other, after the release of the song. Praise God.
All right. Now, the other song that I like too.
Wow.
Talk a little bit about that.
Wow. Praise God. Woo. Overflow. I was sleeping, I was dreaming. And I hear, let your living water flow like a mighty rushing waters. Let your power follow me like a mighty rushing winds. Let your rivers overflow, woman of God. And I'm like, I woke up, took my phone, and quickly sang it on my phone just like I sang it now. You know, like this relaxed, normal voice. You're not trying to do too much. And I remember I just recorded it like that, because if I don't, I will forget those lyrics. And I woke up the next morning and I was like, God, you're saying something. Let your living water flow. And I started searching those lyrics from the Bible, and I found it in the book of Psalm. I think Psalm 119, you know, I forgot the Psalm. I found it in the book of Psalm, though. Then I started to meditate on it. And I said, God, if you give me a song about overflow, I will receive it in the name of Jesus. Because out of your abundance, you can be able to bless people. You see, a well that is dry cannot fill others. And I begin to pray. I say, God, I will overflow of your grace, your mercy, your blessings, your holiness. And I started meditating on the song, and I knew it was, the song was very, very deep. And I said I was going to feature somebody that's deep also in worship. And I remember that time, the song, You Are the Living God, Oh, Is There No One? That was the time I got the song that same year. And I reached out to the man of God, Prosper. And he was just like, I'm in. And I told him, later I told him the testimony behind the song. I heard it in my dream, recorded it, and I want him to be part of the song. And I tell you, he's such a blessing. He got on the song. He went to studio several times, sent me his lead, and we recorded it. And it's just a blessing. One thing I know about these songs, once God gives me this song, I run with it. And that's my greatest joy. First, obedience is better than sacrifice. And when I run with it, I feel like, yes, God, whatever you want to do with this song. Yeah, and I thank God we were able to pull it out. It was like almost like it sounded in my dream. In the dream, I always hear the voices. I don't hear the leads. And I know when I don't hear the leads, God is telling me, you go and do the lead. Praise God.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a
any
prophetic
word
album,
of encouragement,
yeah.
Any word of encouragement you would share to those that are out there going through, like, you know, the COVID going around and a lot of people back is up against the wall. People are saying, you know, they're tired and they just want to give up. What word of encouragement would you say?
I will really, really want to tell them one thing. One very, very important thing. There is a God somewhere. Sometimes the world is so crazy and it's like, what's going on? There is no God. Is Jesus coming? Is Jesus alive? There is God. You know, even looking at the work with my album, it showed me even more and more that God is still God. He's still sitting on the throne. And the only thing that can keep us sane, keep us healed, well, blessed, the same God. If people can remember that God is still alive, he's still in control, we will stand firm. Nothing, no evil will befall us. I every day before I step out of my house, I lift up the name of God. Before I sleep, I talk about God, because I have come to understand that even the presidents cannot save us. The governors cannot save us. The vice president, no human can save. No doctor can save. Nobody knows what's going on. But because God never fails and God is still God, we will be standing and we will not fall. So I will encourage anybody out there, if you look at the news and you look at the streets and look at what's going on, you will be so discouraged. Please take your eyes off the world and focus on God. If God can never fail you, then you will stand. Because a lot of people are falling. I hear about people just dying. Like when I look at the news, if not for God, you will be walking with fear. You know how you're walking and you're so scared, like wear your mask and wind up and do this and do that. My kids going to school today, I make up my mind and I'm going to start anointing them before they go to school. I tell you, if you look at the news and look at the trend going in the world, it is crazy. But when you look at the cross and look at God, even with my testimony, I want people to be encouraged and hold on to the hem of his garments. Hold on to God, because the world is changing. The people are changing. The government is changing, but God is never changed. God never changes. He is not changing. He is the same. He is the same God. The same yesterday, today, and he's going to be the same forever. And we cannot change. We have to remain with him, stay with him. We cannot change and say, oh, because things are happening in the world, now we're going to take the spirit of fear, the spirit of the world. No. We got to stand and know that God is still God. People, stay prayerful. If you've not been praying before, pray, be very, very prayerful. Because what we see in the news, it looks like news, but it's real. It's real. It's an evil day. These are evil days. But because of God, I you know, sometimes I look at myself and I say, why are you not afraid? Why are you not scared? Why are you not worried? God. I tell you, you know, even talking about my album, this album even drew me closer to God. It drew me closer to God. Before I released the album, a few days before I released the album, I got a word from God that I should go into prayers before I release that album into the universe.
I did not do it. I was so busy because these days I get so busy because so many responsibilities, both family, ministry, and personal stuff. And ministry, I discover the more ground you cover in ministry-wise, the more you get overwhelmed, and sometimes you really get out of control. You have to get help. Ordinary to respond to a post, you have to get help. So I could not, I didn't have time to pray, and I was telling myself, you dare not release this song without going into prayers that you heard the Spirit told you to pray. And I was so sluggish about it because of every preparation. And somebody called me from Nigeria, and we were trying to make some flyers. And the next thing he said, I have a word to tell you, woman of God, you got to pray. The exact word I heard days ago, he started talking.
Wow.
I just froze. I just froze because I knew he didn't just come to design a flyer or paper. He came to deliver a message. And I froze, and I'm like, my God, you are so alive. You are so real. You are so real. He delivered the message. He kept telling me, you got to pray before you drop this. I'm like, I'm hearing this twice now. I'm not going to wait for the third time. I think the next that day I started praying. And I put it on my page. I said, God wants me to pray. Pray so that nations will receive this album. People will receive this album. It will bring reconciliation because at the end of the day, it's about God, this album. It's not about
us. Right.
See, when we put God first, so much happens. People don't remember
that. Right.
Sometimes people want to put themselves first. You just short pay yourself. Put God first, and so much
will
happen. It will bless the works of your hand. And this album really makes me even understand the power of God, that God is still alive. So I pray for people that they will not be discouraged. Just hold on to God. He is the solid ground. I tell you, I'm looking all pretty. Yeah, it's God. But because when you look at the news and look at what you're happening, you will not even be able to comb your hair or dress up. You'll be so scared. The enemy is putting out spirit of fear, spirit of hate out there. So now the word got nothing for us. Now we know that the word got nothing for us. People used to say they go party. You can't even go party anymore. Hold on to God. Get into the word. Pray more. When I came into the show, I went to pick my daughter from the school. They said she has a headache, and I should come pick her up. She tested us. I was going, I know the God that I serve, and I'm going to pray that headache away. I told her, we get home, you take some Tylenol, you wear some loose clothes, and we're going to pray. You see, prayer is like your insurance. If you trust the doctors, they can declare something crazy on you, and there is power in declaration. There's power in words. If you trust a man, they can find out you do, something is wrong with you. But when you trust in God, God will cut the hand of the enemy because he is your foundation. He's like our insurance. My daughter now is watching TV, and she just drank Tylenol. I told her, you are healed in the name of Jesus. And she knows that I'm a woman of prayer. So this time is the time we cannot trust anybody, only God. Before you see the doctor, pray. Before you eat, pray. Before you sleep, pray. Before you, now is the time. Now is the time we got to draw closer to God because everything else is failing. Praise God.
That's right. Amen to that. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you know, I know we're going to go off with a few of these songs that we're going to be playing, three of the songs that we just mentioned.
Praise God.
We'll be playing those three. And but before we go off and play that, to go off, let that end our show for today, I wanted you to let the people know if they want to get in contact with you, how do they get in contact with you, and where can they go to get your music?
Awesome. Yes, right now, this album, it's worldwide, iTunes, Spotify, all my audio mark, it's everywhere, so they can access this 10-track. It's a 10-track album, and I have some old songs on the digital stores also. And also, if they want me in their church or visual events, you know, because right now we do a lot of visual conference seminars, they can just inbox me or DM me. I'm very much very, very active on Instagram. It's really like one-on-one right there. So they can also access me and send me a message. Instagram name is one word, Minister Tracy. And on Twitter, the same one word, Minister Tracy. On Facebook, which is the broader place, bigger platform, it's Minister Tracy Tolota. And it's just MIN, Tracy Tolota. And yes, even if they Google the songs, they can get them free downloads, because we do a lot of free downloads from Africa, Nigeria. If they Google Heaven Sound album, they'll be able to get some tracks for free. Might not be all the tracks, yes, but I'm very much like all over, you know, all the digital stores and on all social media platforms. Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I'm glad that you were able to be on with us, sister, and sharing about,
yes,
you know, your powerful testimony and talking about your great,
amen,
album, Heaven Sound.
Praise God.
And so in saying
praise
that,
God,
I just want to say God bless you, sis. We love you.
Amen. I love you, sis.
And also, I just want to make mention to those of you that are tuning in right now, we pray that you have been blessed by this great show on today. And so in saying that, always remember our motto, don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great in Christ Jesus. And these three songs, we're going to let it take us off the show. And after the music is done playing, after the third song, then we definitely, the station will be going back into its entirety 24/7. So we just want to say God bless you all. Always know Miss Angel on deck loves you, but just know that God loves you more. And again, we just thank you for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International radio station with your girl, Miss Angel on deck. Have a blessed rest of your evening, whatever time it is, and a wonderful rest of your week and a safe weekend. So here we go with our sister, Evangelist Tracy Tolota. And Kosi Bobby Ray, I See Miracles and Overflow featuring Prosper Otimana. All right, you guys.